This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Tell us something we don't know.
The challenge is on to tell us something we don't know this morning. Supply us with a random bit of trivia, a fact, if you will, that we've never heard of before, and you win. And what a magnificent win it is for you if you're over 18, too, because there's an Iron Jack pack up for grabs. Iron Jack is a crisp Australian lager brewed with our hot, rugged climate in mind, so you get that. But also there's a $50 BCF voucher and an Iron Jack T-shirt up for grabs. Matt is the first on the line on 13, 12, 16. Mate, tell us something we don't know.
Do you guys know what the largest recorded hail is?
Largest recorded hail. Are we talking centimetres, diameter? Are we talking as big as, like,
a car,
a ball? What? Give us a size measurement.
Centimetres.
Centimetres. Okay.
The largest...
In circumference,
so not diameter. Oh, you're confusing me now.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm going to go 20 centimetres.
20 centimetres, that's pretty big. I'll go 12.
It's 47.3 centimetres.
Wow.
That would really damage your car, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
That is not hail. That's just a block of ice falling from the sky. Yeah. We sure it was out of a cloud? Or is it something that has fallen off an aeroplane that was flying by? I mean, how is that even possible? Gab's doing a quick Google search, and that is absolutely correct.
In the United States.
880 grams, I think, it weighed.
Wow.
South Dakota.
Extra stats we didn't need, Matt, which means congratulations. You've told us something we don't know. That Iron Jack pack is yours.
Too easy. Thank you.
No worries at all. We will pop you on hold. We'll move on now. We've got Ben on the line. Ben, tell us something we don't know.
There's more people alive in the world today than have ever died.
Right. Okay, Gab.
That's one to get your head around, isn't it?
It is. So if you add up all the people that have passed away in the past...
There's more people on Earth now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, Ben, that's a great one, mate. Now, the Iron Jack pack has gone, but you're also a winner, so we got a prize pack organised for you as well. Congratulations there. We'll move across now to Darcy. Darcy, tell us something we don't know.
A two-phase welder will actually run your power backwards. Like all your normal appliances, like your kettles and stuff, they're all single-phase.
Yeah.
But a two-phase welder will actually run the power backwards, take power off instead of using it on your meter box.
Is that right?
Are you sure?
Are you just making that up? So if I got myself a two-phase welder and, I don't know, plugged it in, I would be taking power off my meter.
It'd take the numbers off the meter,
That could come in handy for meter reading day. Why don't more people know about this?
Well, I mean, if they go to read your power and it's less than what it was last time they read your bill, they'll probably ask questions.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
I've just Googled it. Nothing's coming up.
Yeah.
I'm not finding this stat on Google.
Where did you find that?
Well, one of my mates has got a farm and he's got a workshop on it and a two-phase welder. And he was using it, and the power company actually told him about it.
Wow. Okay.
Every time they give his power reading, they've got to give him an estimated guess.
All right. Well, I don't mind that fact, to be perfectly honest with you. Gab, I'm all right with that. There's a reason it's not on Google. I think the power company can go on it.
They're putting a silencer over it.
Let's keep that off Google.
Some people would tell you that you're not allowed to start really celebrating the festive season until the 1st of December, but I say no. That is ridiculous.
You can start
at the start of November.
Right.
Or you can start any time, really. Yeah, just go all year. I don't mind.
Whenever you get that feeling.
Exactly. And I've had that feeling for a few days, so I decided that I needed to purchase a new Christmas album.
You sure it's not just because you're off the sugar?
Probably.
And you're having some weird feelings?
I don't put it down to wanting Christmas carols.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's
you're
what I always
for
put
some
it
extra
down to.
Happiness in your life.
Maybe that's it.
After you to fill the void of no sugar.
That could be it. Yeah. I need the sweetness. And I got just that with my new purchase.
Yeah.
I got Hanson's new Christmas album yesterday.
I can't believe you're telling
me. It was only $10.
Oh, really?
For like 16 songs, which is a bargain.
Only $10?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
What a bargain.
Discounted
and it is
already.
Awesome. Mm. That's not discounted. That's just how much it's worth. So,
it's
now included in my Christmas album collection. I've already got Mariah Carey. I've got a So Fresh version of Christmas. I've got Michael Bublé. You know, I've got the traditional ones.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit of Bing Crosby in there.
Have you?
I've got them all.
Yeah.
But I think Hanson is really going to get a good run this year.
Right. Why?
Because I really enjoy it, and I love playing it in the studio because you hate it so much.
It's just the boys from Hanson pumping out old Christmas songs.
They've been doing Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
Well, someone's got to do it better than she does.
Well, Justin Bieber's done it too. I've got his version as well. So I've got all three versions on my phone at the moment. I'm just going to put them on repeat.
Could you not?
And Mariah Carey twice.
Oh,
so it's four repeat, you're just going to love life.
No. All right, 13, 12, 16. Let's talk Christmas albums. Let's talk your embarrassing Christmas albums, the ones that you're embarrassed to play. Gabby is obviously embracing the embarrassment of Hanson's Christmas album and Mariah Carey as well. But what have you got? What about a chipmunk Christmas?
That would be pretty cool.
Give us a call. Your embarrassing Christmas albums. We want to hear about it. 13, 12, 16. And we've got Sandy on the line on 13, 12, 16. What have you got?
Yeah, look, I'm not embarrassed, but my sisters always were, of our chipmunk punk vinyl record we've got of Christmas carols.
Chipmunk punk Christmas
carols. What does that even sound like?
It's just Christmas carols, obviously, just sped up. Just make the voices sound higher.
Yeah, that's
how is it punk?
I don't know.
Just a heavy beat or something?
I don't know.
Well, they're on the front cover with their moves, you know, and the hats on backwards.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right. It's the way they're dressed. I get it.
Yeah, right. Chipmunk punk. All right. I love it. And that is awesome. I don't know. I reckon I'd give that one run, maybe half a song. It would get annoying and then it'd be thrown out.
Which would you prefer?
Yep.
Chipmunk punk or Hanson?
Chipmunk punk. Time for a year in naught report. Yesterday on the show, I came up with the brilliant idea to reintroduce the words ye and naught into everyday life.
Yeah.
A ye is a replacement for you, naught is a replacement for zero.
I still don't know why. Why these words?
I just think that ye is a great word. I've always loved ye. I'm happy to have it back. And
oh, naught... you've loved me. That's nice.
Well done on embracing it. Well done. The ear already attuned to the use of ye instead of you. Well done. I'll let that one slide, Gab. Well played. And I like naught also. I don't understand why we ever lost naught. Naught is a replacement for zero. We now use the O's, we use the zeros, but we don't use the naughts.
And it is very confusing because O is a letter. Mm. So you can't then call the number O as well because then you don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
You need to decipher the difference.
Naught is fine.
Yeah.
Let's go with naught. So I've had a couple of T-shirts made. One T-shirt says, "How dare ye," on it. And the other says, "I have naught interest." And we're giving you the chance to win those T-shirts. Mm. Incidentally, I was at the dentist yesterday at Emmy Dental and Christy and Laura, who were looking after me, were both fans of differing words. Laura, fan of ye. So she wants a ye T-shirt. And Christy, fan of naught, wants a naught T-shirt.
Covering all bases, giving everyone options.
There we go. See, it's an unexpected win with releasing or re-releasing these two words.
Re-releasing.
Yeah, I don't own them. I wasn't really releasing them. I'm just bringing them back. Yeah. So we are giving you the chance to win those T-shirts. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call. You just need to prove to us that you are using either ye or naught in a sentence. Now, we have Sid on the line giving it a crack. What's you going to come up with?
Ye should be grateful that naught number of people use either one of them words anymore.
I like you, Sid. You can stay.
Sid, you're probably spot on, but...
would you like a T-shirt? I don't know if you would.
I don't know. What's the T-shirt got on it?
Well, you've got a choice of I have naught interest, which sounds like you, Sid, or how dare ye?
No, I have naught interest, really.
There we go. All right, Sid, you've got yourself a T-shirt that you clearly just cleaned the car with.
No, I do that. I'll just wear it with people that I have naught interest in.
We've got Helen on the line. Hi.
Hi.
Have you found yourself using either of these words in common day life?
I use ye all the time with my children.
There we go.
Really? In what context? Give us an example.
Well, they're always whinging, they're always complaining, and they don't trust me at times. And I always say to them, ye of little faith.
Ye of little faith. It's a lovely phrase.
We're
working that one back in, which is great. And is that what you're going with to win the T-shirt?
Yes.
Yes? Well, congratulations. Good pick. You've scored yourself a T-shirt.
Good pick. Anything would have won.
Yeah, Gabby's absolutely spot on. You could have just said ye and I would have given you a t-shirt. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Congratulations. We will throw you on hold and we'll just quickly go to Ian now. Ian, which of the words are you going to use in a sentence for us?
Yay.
Yay. All right. Go for it.
Hey, ye, all gather around. We've got
Hamish and Gabby. Excellent, excellent. I like it. Town crier style. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
And Gab, happy with that? We're bringing back the whole thing.
I don't think I need to be happy with it, Hamish. This is your thing. You know I'm not 100% behind it. So are you happy with it?
Yeah, I'm ecstatic. Don't even know why I asked
That's
you.
All
I don't
that
really
matters.
Care. Didn't care for an answer.
This week I made the very bold decision to cut sugar out of my diet. I'm talking processed sugars.
Mm.
So not fruit or any kind of natural sugars in milk and things like that.
Yeah.
But any additive of sugar, gone.
How's that going for you so
Not
far?
Great. Not
no.
well. Called my boyfriend in tears last night. He's
Did
like,
you?
What's wrong? I'm like, I'm so emotional. He's like, go eat some sugar. I'm like, no. I'm not caving.
We had a meeting yesterday and I cannot... I can't count how many times you gave me the stink eye. And normally...
For warranted reasons, though, because you were poking the bear.
Yeah.
Very massively.
I don't think I cope well with people telling me they're giving up things because I do poke the bear.
You do.
I think it's best you just do it in secret and don't tell me because then I'm not tempted to, you know,
to see how far you can push
say
me.
Say or do things that are going to annoy you.
Yeah, well, you were doing that yesterday. Mm. But the bigger issue I've come across is I always do a chocolate advent calendar in the lead up to Christmas. It's one of my traditions
just
that I
one.
Have with my sister. Well, I normally eat one in one go, and then I eat one day at a time.
Sacrificial one,
exactly.
And then the one that you use like normal people.
I'm pretty
do.
Sure I ate yours and mine last year, but
not just there. You didn't finish just there, I don't think either.
I think there was a spare one floating around that I stole.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a chocolate addict. This is why I've had to give up sugar because I've really had to stop eating as much chocolate as I normally would.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, what am I going to do? I can't not do an advent calendar. It's tradition.
Yeah, right.
So I had a bit of a Google to see what kind of other advent calendars are out there to see if maybe I could do some alternatives.
Yeah, sure.
And there's actually a lot of advent calendars that don't involve chocolate or sugar, which I was really surprised about. There's one that I was seriously looking at, and it's like an old and rare whiskey advent calendar.
Ooh, nice.
Then I realised it was $14,000.
Oh, no.
So I moved on from that pretty quickly. But then there's really cool ones like NYX Makeup have a lipstick advent calendar.
Right.
So you get a mini lipstick every day in the lead up to Christmas, which I reckon is really awesome.
You would,
You can get a champagne advent calendar, so you get a mini champers or a mini sparkling
each
day.
Not
good for work, but, you know, dinner time.
Yeah, sure.
Possibly. You don't have to open the advent calendar at 6
a.m.
You would.
You have to find something that you would work with.
All right, something that's not edible or drinkable then. All right. Well, there's also a perfume advent calendar, so you can smell a little different each day of the of the December month.
Yep.
And then I found there is a herbal tea advent calendar.
Wow.
What is that? Who is purchasing a tea calendar?
Somebody that's off sugar, I'm guessing.
It's $150.
Oh, no.
And it's a different herbal tea every day for the month of December.
Wow.
And I just don't understand, but I'm still considering it. I can't have sugar.
Yep.
Herbal tea, maybe it's a great alternative.
Yep, clearly you're not to your normal self.
I'm
you're
not thinking
straight.
Herbal tea or lipstick?
Yeah.
It's a tough choice.
Not really.
Both?
Or neither. Anybody that's up at this time of the morning, whether it's for work or just general life, their life revolves around one thing, I reckon, and that is the need for caffeine.
Yeah, and anyone who has told me in the past that they get up early and they've given up caffeine, I just shake my head and walk away because I don't want to associate with those kind of people.
No. I had to give up.
I just don't think it's right.
I had to give up coffee a couple of years back for medical reasons. It didn't last too long. I reckon I was 6 months off the caffeine, and then as soon as I got the all clear, I'm like, straight back on with a vengeance.
I just enjoy it.
There's some cafes around the world that have taken the love of coffee to a new and, if you ask me, terrible level.
Mm.
Now, for me, I love standard flat white.
Yeah.
I'll go a cappuccino if I want to be all fancy. I'm all right with that.
Get the chocolate coating.
Yeah, I'm okay with that sometimes. But cafes at the moment are having a crack at glitter lattes.
Yes.
So they're throwing glitter on the top of the coffee. And I just don't think there is a need.
I think it is amazing. I think anything enhanced by glitter is perfect for this world. It's just a bit of fun. It's a little bit more enjoyable to look at. Latte art taken to the next level.
I'm all up for latte art. That's fine. If you want to draw a little picture in my little chocolate powder that you put on top of my cappuccino or whatever, by all means, go your hardest. That's fine. Little flower, whatever you want to do. Write my name. I don't care. But glitter, too far. Glitter comes out the other end the same as it goes in the front end.
And it makes you poo sparkly.
No, you don't need to have that shock of looking back and going, hang on a second, what's going on with my poop?
I would love that because I'd look back and go, oh my God, am I a unicorn? This is amazing. I'm finally evolving!
No, if you're evolving into a unicorn, you're not evolving. You're going the wrong way, to be perfectly honest. You're going the wrong way.
I don't know, Hamish. So I think it's going the right way.
There is another difference between you and I. Hmm. I say no to glitter lattes. You say?
Yes to glitter every time.
Okay.
Whether it's latte, whether it's anything else, bring it on.
Adding glitter to anything in your life.
Get in me.
Okay.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.